Viter in Shasmir and Zvachim. Dav Chavav, picking up on Chavhema, based by the bottom of the page, second to last line, last word, says Heilige Gemara. Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Elazar, he befinim. Let's see the animals inside the Azar. Very glad bechutz, but its legs are chilling outside. They're bechutz. And then, what do? You're feeling interesting. So, chatach, you go and you cut off the legs of the animal. And then you go and you do the shechita, share, it's going to be kosher. Now the Gemara is going to ask in a second, how does that make any sense? It's a Baal Mum. But before we get there, Rashi says, Chatech Reglev, Achakach Shachat Ksheira, Shlonis Arev Dam Psul Yotze Im Dam Sheb Mizrak Sheneskabel Bo Adam. We know that what happens is that if the legs are outside, and then you do the shechita before you cut off the legs, then the blood that's in the legs is outside of the azar at the time of the shechita, and we know that the blood circulates throughout the body, and what ends up happening is that blood ends up going to the base atzar, to the place where the shechita was done, and then it splits out and get mixed up when you do the Kabbalah, now you have blood that's mixed from stuff that came from outside the azar, and that's going to be a problem. But if you cut the legs off, then any blood that was out there is still out there, and everything is considered inside, and we're totally fine here. But what happens if shachat, beep, turn the page, chafav manal, shachat v'achka chatach, if you do the shechita first, and then, when the legs are outside, and then you chatach, cut off the legs, so it's going to be possible. And Rashi says on the bottom of chafim abeis, why, what's going on over there? Mishen nishchita, at the time of the shechita, nifsal dam ha-raglaim, the dam of the feet are going to be possible, biyosi, because they're outside the azar. V'choltem e'abahem yonkin zemizeh, they nourish from one from another, flying all over the place, circulating. V'alav yatadarech b'shechita, v'nisarev b'dam ha-mizak, v'nifsal, and then it's going to end up being that it is possible. Says the Gemara, hold on a second, chatach v'achak shachat k'shera, if you cut off the legs first, and then you went ahead, and you did the shechita, it's going to be kasher, balmum come back, if you're bringing a balmum. Ela'ema, rather, you must say that it's chatach ve'acher kach kibel k'shera. That if, let's say, if after the shechita, then you went ahead, the shechita was done, and then you go and you cut off the legs, and then you go and receive the dam, it's going to be kosher. But if kibel ve'acher kach chatach psula, but if kibel ve'acher kach chatach psula, so, if he does a shechita, then cuts off the legs, and then he goes and he's mekabel the dam, then it's going to be good. But if he ended up doing kabel of the dam, and then afterwards he cut off the legs, then it's going to be no good because the blood already circulated throughout the body and it was already outside of the azara, and then we have ourselves a problem. So Rashi points out that what do we do? It's shechatcho bein shechita lekabela k'shera. If you end up cutting off immediately right after, then you're going to be good to go. Frek the Gemara, hold on a second. Chatach v'achakach kibel k'shera? Is it possible that after, if you cut the legs off and after you see the dam, it's going to be good? V'ha'amar Rabbi Zera hatsorim ozen b'bechor. V'achakach kibel dam apostle. If somebody nicks the ear of a bechor after the shechita we're talking about, and then you go and receive the dam, then it is possible. Shemar the pasuk says, v'lokach midam ha'par. They have to take from the dam of the par. Par shahaya kvar. A par that already was, right? In other words, that was there. So it has to remain in a state of tum, without any mum, until after the dam is actually received. How does this make sense? Amar av chistar mar avimi, chotech be'ever ad shemagia le'etzem. You cut the ever, the limb, until it gets to the bone, but you don't cut through the bone, and therefore it's not considered the mum, but the dam still circulates from the legs. That issue, that's already cut off. Now we're talking about there, not the bones per se, but the actual arteries and the veins and whatever it is, so all that the dam is not going to actually circulate back through, and therefore you're good. So as long as you don't cut through the bone, it's not going to be considered a mum. Frek the Gemara, you mean to tell me that kibel v'achakach chatach psula, that if you received the dam and afterwards cut the legs off, it's no good because it seems to say that the dam of the legs was no good because, in fact, it was outside of the azar. Says Rashi, kibel v'achakach chatach psula, milsei de Rabbi Elazar, hadav v'nachad kamo amar mar. This is like an amar mar. That's a question on it. Shamet mina, dam hamuvla be'ivarim, dam ha, must be that we're saying that the blood that is inside of the limbs is considered like its actual dam, says Rashi, vikaris namil chayef, and therefore a person who goes and eats it, right, if we're worried about it being dam, not some sort of other fluid in the body, so then it's going to be an issue, and it's going to be actual kares namil chayef, de'i lo have a dam, Ahecha Chayel Psul. If it's not Dam, then where's the Psul? Yotzei Psul Yotzei Amaya Ba'alma. If it's just considered like it's water, but we know you don't get Kares for actually eating that kind of stuff. You only get Malkus for it. What's going on? Says the Gemara. No, Dilma Mishum Shamnumnis. Maybe the reason why it's so good is because of the shamnumis, the fats that are inside the legs that are going to mingle with the blood, and they're considered like meat, and then therefore are going to be considered pasul by being outside of the azara. Says Rashi, this idea of the shamnumis, dimma mishum shamnumis, the chazi lechila can be eaten, the chashiva kibasar leifsule kibiyotze. It's because like basa went out, kidichsev, basa basada trefa, umivla badam haregel, gets, you know, connected, swallowed up with that, for nafka derech, beishchito pasalila dam shivamizak, and it goes back to the base of shchito because it circulates throughout, and that's going to be a problem. In fact, the Gemara, but shamas mine bsar kochim kalam shiyotze lefnei zrikas dam pasal. We know there's a Gemara that's coming up on that, well, coming up in quite some time, and but in that Pei Tesla and Beis, we'll be there before we know it. That the halacha goes according to Yochanan, that if you have basar of kachim kalim that leaves Azar before Zrika, it's not really an issue because it's leaving the Azar afterwards anyway, so therefore it's not going to mess it up. But what we just said now seems to be mashma, that even though the meat's going to be allowed to leave the Azar after Zrika, or kachim kalim can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, it's still going to be invalidated by leaving the Azar before Zrika, because the time of eating it didn't yet come. So that's a problem, because it goes against what we know. So it's Gemara, Dilma b'kachi kachim. Maybe Rav Ami is talking only about kachi kachim, which are certainly going to be no good to leave the Azar before Zrika, because even after Zrika, they're not allowed to leave over there. Tan Rabbanan Zak Tehilga Gemara Kachi Kachim Shchitasa Metzafan. Where do you go out and you shecht Kachi Kachim? You do it in the north. The Kibbutz Dominum Kli Shavis Metzafan, and you go and receive the Dam in the Kli in the north. Amad Bedarim Rahoshi Jadu Lesafan Shachad. If somebody stood in the south part of the base, you know, of the Azara, and he stuck his hand into the northern part and he shechted. Shchitas l'ksher, it's a good shita. Kibel kabalas opsula. But if he did the same situation and received the dam, that's going to be no good. That's a problem. You have to actually be in there. Hichnis rosho verubo kila nechaskulo. If his head and the majority of his body came into the north before he was mekabel the dam, then it's considered like his entirety was in there. Therefore, it's going to be good. If the animal was it shook, it was convulsing, and it went out from the north to the south, and then it came back, you know, he went from the north to the south and then came back to the north, it's considered good, it's kosher. This is talking about after the shechita. Says Rashi, la'achar shechita, v'yatza l'dharma, goes into the south, v'chazruk shera, de'im psul yotzei ela mitoch amechitzas. It's not a problem unless it leaves the mechitzas. Once it did, the avodah is already done. Even when it's something stayed in the south, it's not a problem. It says Rashi, v'ayv v'chazra, lav dafka, ela aydi d'boi, l'misni seifa, gabe p'nim. We want to write something later on. We did this for, you know, to keep things consistent here. But really, we don't need to write that. But it's going to say, v'p'nim v'chutz, v'chazra, d'ashmein r'mibus, d'af agav, d'chazra p'sula, t'ana resha, nami v'chazra. It uses a lashon there as well, because we're going to see, you know, the case by kachim kalim as well. So says the Gemara, Kachi Kachim, Shritasim Bifnim, they have to do the Shrita inside the Azara. V'kibo Damim B'klishayis Bifnim, if they give the Dam inside. Amar B'chutz V'hechnes Yad D'lefnim Shachat, if someone stood outside the Azara and stuck his hand inside and shachted it, Shrita is Kseris. You don't have to be inside when you're doing the Shrita, just as, you know, the part of the Shrita has to be done inside. But Kibel Kabbalah Sapsul, if you're Makabot, then it's going to be that it's Pasul, right? Because there has to be the Kli. You have to be inside. Hichnas rosh v'ruba kilo no nichnas. Ooh. And even if he brought his head and the majority of his body inside, it's considered like he did not come in. And the it's going to be pasul. Pirkasa v'yatsa l'chutz v'chazra. If the shechted animal was convulsing and it went out of the azara, and then it came back in, psula, it's got to be no good, right? After the shechita, the animal is that stuff can't leave the Azara. So says Gemara, Shmami Nob, Sar Kachim Kalim, Shiatsu Lefnei Zrikas Damim Psulim. We said before, we know that that's not really a problem. But the Gemara, no, maybe not. Maybe Dilma, but Aliyah, Maybe he's talking about the tail, the diaphragm, the two kidneys, which are considered kachim. Even though the thing is kachim kalim, let's consider kachim kalim. Rashi says, "Hold the katani b'shulah ba'ali v'saras the imurim ninhu v'imurim kachim kalim are kachim kachim him." And that's what the problem is. By me nay, oh yoy, avoid the shmo mishmuel. He befinver gleb chutz ma'ol. Let's say you have a carbon that the carbon is inside the azar, but its legs are outside. What's going to be the din? Are you allowed to go and shecht it while it's in such a situation? We said before we answered the sereti when it's outside, it's going to be kosher, assuming cut to the bone, but just through the arteries and the veins, that kind of stuff, the blood doesn't come back in. Now, but that was b'di'evit. We want to know. Says Rashi, l'shocht l'chatchila. Amalei says k'siv ve'vium la'Hashem. Says it shall bring them to Hashem. It's saying that one who has a carbon doesn't fulfill his thing unless achte kulu l'frim, until all of it is inside. Which is clearly saying that l'chatchila has got to be done in the proper way when it's inside. Tala v'shochad ma'o. What happened if you hanged it up and you shechted it? What's going to be the din then? Amalek Sherry says kosher. Amalek ishtabasht. So he said, no, you're making a mistake. Being in shchita al yerech v'leka. It's got to be shchita al yerech. That means to say, on the side of the mizbech, when you're hanging up, it's clearly not going to be al yerech. It says mashma etzlo. It's got to be next to it. Nitov shachan ma'u. So you can went and said, okay, what happened if you did it? And you shechted it, you hanged it, and you shechted, what's the din? Amalek psula. So he says to him, it's pasul. Rashi says, "Minei kagamer la, tishama dekamalei tala v'shachad pasul v'savar huadin lanitla." First case was tala, you hanged it. Second one, it was already hanging, and then you shachted it. He said it's going to be pasul. Amalei shtabes tala, you make a mistake. Shchita al yerech v'lo shochet al yerech. The Torah is saying that the shchita has to be done at the side of his bech, but not that the shechter has to be at the side of the mizbeach. Whoa, mistake here, I apologize, take it back. Nitl v'shachet, now, we're not talking about, the first one was tala v'shachet, if you hanged up the animal and you did it. Now it's saying nitl v'shachet means if you are nitla, that means the one who is Rashi says, a shochet ba'avir azar ma'u, what's going to be then? Amalei psula, and then it's his name in a mistake, shchita al yarech, v'lo shochet yarech, that means that the animal has to be next to it, but not the shochet. What happens if he was hanging when he he's got these circus ropes and he's hanging up over there and he received the dam? It's going to be dinner. Malek Sher is going to be kasha. Malay, said Shmuel said, and his father said, Malay, you stop it, you make a mistake. Ain't derech sherit pekach. That is not the way that we behave, young man. Right? And therefore, it's not considered a Kabbalah, and therefore, it's no good. But the shechit itself is not considered one of the avodas and such, because we know that even a czar can be doing it, so it's going to be found. So then he asks the question, Talav Kibamau, then Shmuel's father again asks, well, the Shmuel says, Talav Kibamau, what if he hanged the animal in the air, then they receive the din, what's going to be the dam, what's going to be the din? Amalei Psula, he says, it will be pasul. Just like the Shechita is going to be no good at this as well. So Amalei, Yishtabesh, they made a mistake. Shechita al Yerech, velo Kabbalah Yerech. No, it's just the Shechita has to be al Yerech, but not the Kabbalah itself. Amar Abaye, Bekache Kachim Kulan Psulos. Abaye says, in reference to Kache Kachim, all of them are going to be pasul. Bar Minitla V'Shelchit, except for the case, right, in... This is about the four cases when they're hanging in the air. He says, when you deal with kachi kachim, all of them are going to be pasul. Bar minitla v'shachat, except for the case where the shochet was hanging in the air when he did the shchita. And the flip would be v'kachim kalim, kulang sherus, bar minitla v'kibla, except for the case where he was suspended while he was receiving the dam. Amar Rava, could be of a switcher in the scene. Amalei Rava, okay, that's what I have. Amalei Rava, Maishna Tala V'Kibel V'Kachim Kalim D'Kshera. Why is he saying that in reference to Kachim Kalim, that if he's hanging the animal and he receives the dam, it's going to be kasher? D'Avir Pnim Kipnim Dami. You want to say because that the airspace of inside the Azara is just like the actual Azara. V'Kachim Kachim Nalim, meaning the Avir Tzfon Kitzfon Dami. Then the airspace of the north is like the north. And a carbon should be good. So why are you saying not like that? Elam Rava, think b'kachi kachim being the kachim kalim kshiras. Both cases, they're going to be good in all cases. Bar min tala v'shachat b'kachim kachim, except for the case of one who hanged the animal and shechted in reference to kachim kachim, nitla v'kibel being the kachim kachim b'kachim kalim, and the case where the kohen was hanging and received the dam, both b'kachim kachim and b'kachim kalim are going to be no good. Okay, now we saw the b'risa right before, but earlier, we saw that if a person's head and majority of his body is inside the Azara and he did Kabbalah of Kachim Kalim, then it's like he didn't enter at all and it's going to be no good. So now we take a look at this a little more. About my name, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Zeira, who b'fnim b'tzitziso b'chutz ma'o. What happens if he is inside, but his tzitziosa, Rashi's tzitzis rosho, dinosaro, his hair. I wouldn't have this issue over here. But his hair is sticking out. What's going to be done? Amar lei, lav amar v'hev yu'um la'Hashem. Didn't we say earlier that, and they shall bring it in front of Hashem, is telling that one doesn't fulfill it, ad she'tovu kula l'fanim, until he's completely inside? Hachanam here also, b'vo mel olmoid, same idea, the kohen is not going to fulfill until ad she'tovu kula l'olmoid, until he's entirely inside. Like the next Halakha Mishnah, Nisto al gabei kevesh. Really got to put the dam somewhere. What happens if you put the dam on the ramp of the Mizbeach, but not on the actual Mizbeach itself? You put it on the Mizbeach, the ramp. And Shalo Kenegede Yisod, or let's say you put it not opposite the base, which it's all about the base. Nasan es nitnin lamata lamala, or you put that which should have been below the red line. There's a red line on the Mizbeach that's up and below. He puts it should have been nasan es lamata lamala, should have been below, put it on top. Vesan lamala lamata, or the flip. Vesan nitnin b'fnim b'chutz, that which should have been done inside the heichal outside. Vesan nitnin b'chutz b'fnim, or the flip. Pasul vein b'karis, it's possible, but there's no, it's possible. There's no cars. Beep, turn the page. Chavav Amar al Amabe. Sakta Hilly Gamara. Amar Shmuel Pasal Basar. When we said that if the dam was put in the wrong place, that it's going to be pasal, what it means is the meat of it is going to be no good. Aval Bailam is chapu, but the kapar is done. My time, what's the reason? Amar Kra, Vainina Satif Lachem is a Mizbeach, Lachapar. I give him Mizbeach as a kapara. And since the pasuk doesn't tell us exactly which part of it, kevichigil dam lemizbeach neschaper b'alam. Once it gets there, it's already neschaper. Iachiv, that's really true. Then basanami, why isn't the baser okay? Amakar lechaper lechapar nisativ v'lo davacher. In other words, give it over for kapar, but not for something else, not feeding the meat. Alma k'stav shalobim komakum komadami. So we see that Shmuel holds that dam not in its place is like it is in its place in reference to kapara. Tenan v'idach pirkin, but we learned that in Mishnah, affecting Gemara, or even in Mishnah, in the next parak, Lamed Beis Amar Aleph, Nasno al Kevesh, we put the dam on the Kevesh on the ramp. Shalok Kenegel Yisod, Nasin is a Nithnin Lamata Lamala, Ves a Nithnin Lamala Lamata, Ves a Nithnin Bifnim Bechutz, Ves a Nithnin Bechutz Bifnim. Im Yesh Dam and Nefesh, if there's still some Dam and Nefesh coming from the neck of the animal, Yachzar Kosher, Vikabel, the person who's able to do this should go ahead and receive the dam again and put it in the right place. Visa Ketaitach Shlobim, come, but if you think that putting the dam in the wrong place is like it's putting it in the right place, Lama Lila Achzar Kosher Vikabel, why have to go do it again? There's kapar for the first one, so you don't need to go do it again. Chitim lahatir basa bechila v'nasitamata, the basa for eating, mikas vikit delum echaperis v'shaya basa bechila. Is there such a thing? Is there throwing of the dam that's not going to do a kapara, but it's going to allow the meat to be eaten? Of course not. Since the main thing of kapara has already been done in the first one, any more of that is not going to make the meat actually mutter to go ahead and eat. Ain't going to make the meat mutter to eat. Yeah. Ain't going to make the meat kosher to eat. Says Gemara, eat the yahave kosher if a... So the Gemara says, okay. So we say like this. If a kosher person put the dam, but not in the right place, the yahave kosher, hachinami, that would be true. There's no point in doing the dam again. Hachamai skin, we're dealing with the yahave puzzle. Saying a puzzle person came along and they brought it over here and put the dam in the wrong place. So we got two issues that arise. Number one is the wrong person did it, and the other one is put in the wrong place. And the Gemara is saying that if it was only the second issue over there, then there's no reason to go do it again because the first one was enough of kapara. But the fact that a vod was done by someone who's disqualified to go and do it is going to totally invalidate it, even in reference to kapara, and therefore we have to go repeat the vod again, and the opportunity to actually fix the meat is also alive. Says the Gemara, v'lehevi dachoy. Why don't we say that the leftover dam is dachoy? It's rejected. Right? Because the first person who brought it was a psul, was able to go and do such a thing. The rest of the dam should be not able to be fixed. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, coming up on the one base, v'kulin shekibel chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mkomo. If there's still the blood is squirting out over there, get some minutes to go into receiving good. Kiblu in. If they receive the dam, then there's an absent avoda to be done by a qualified person. Zarku lo. But if they already threw the dam, then nothing to do. By time Allah Mishum to have a dichoy, isn't that because it's already dichoy? Therefore it's knocked out. So you can't really do anything to actually fix this. Says the Gemara lo, Mishum to pasam achshava. The reason that it can't be done again is because the disqualified person invalidated it with his wrong intent over here. This is where Yahachi, if it's really true, that it's the proper improper intent that's making it no good. Kabbalah Nami, the same should be also in terms of the dam as well. Why does it just say that if the disqualified person received the dam with the wrong intent, the avodah can be done by a qualified person? Vod, and furthermore, mi pasam achshava. Can the improper intent of a disqualified person actually invalidate the carbon? Vamareva. Ein machshava ma'elas ele b'mishoroi l'avodah. Machshava can only impact for someone who's ready to go and do it. Rashi is kohen kasher. V'davaroi l'avodah, and someone actually be brought as fit for the avodah. Makom roi l'avodah, and someone which is the makom for the avodah as well. So the one says, okay, good point. Lo tema zakur zarku lo. Don't say that the Mishnah means that the Mashmos is that if one of the disqualified people over there threw the dam on the Zvech, there's no option for a qualified person to repeat it. Say shachtu. It means that if one was disqualified to shech the animal had the wrong intent while doing it, that there's no option for someone who's qualified to go and repeat it. So it's going, Maika Mashmalan, what are you telling me? The Pasla Machshava, right? What exactly is it coming to teach me? He's coming to teach me that if the wrong machshava by a disqualified person who shechted can actually passel it. Tanina, but we already heard of that in the Mishnah, right? Because it started by saying that any disqualified person shechita of a carbon is going to be good, and it starts off by saying that any disqualified person is going to be good. The fika chin posel machshava, therefore they have the ability to actually invalidate it with the wrong machshava. And since the Mishnah already taught that, why would you have to teach me the same one? It's the same din. They have the koch to go out and to disqualify those things because their shechita is going to be good, and if they're for the with the wrong attempt, then it's going to actually do something with it. So the Mishnah already taught this. We don't need it. So come on, how come Hashmalan? It's come to teach me the mekabbalah ve'elech lo pasam echshava, that from Kabbalah and on. Yeah, it's not going to go invalidated. It might time out come kid de Rava, like Rava, that a machshava's psul of one who's unfit to perform the voda is not going to do anything. Okay, the Rabutski's behind me just started diving mincha now, so forgive the noise here, but here we go. Mei svei frag de gemara, kashon shmuel, ay, chisev litin. If let's say someone who's a good kohen, and he's doing the first parts of the avoda which are necessary, and he had in mind, chishev litin esa nitin lamayla, those are supposed to be above, he put it below the red line, lamata lamayla, the one's supposed to be below, he put it above. Then we say the following. Lialter kasher. If he intended to do it immediately on that same day, then it's going to be kasher. Right? Even though the Kohen did one of the avodas with the intent to throw the dam not in its place, it's still going to be good. Because even if we don't agree with Shmuel, and we say that putting the dam not in its place is going to make it mess it up, intent to apply it is not going to apply it not in its place is not going to mess it up. If the dam is ultimately put in the right place, then it's going to be actually good. So chazav v'chishev, if he intended during another part of the avodah that he has to be done, peep, turn the page, chaf, zayin amanav, chutzim komo, to eat some of it out of its place, puzzle, then it's going to be no good. V'ein bo kares, but there's no kares. Chutzim man, if he intended to go ahead, and during another part of the avodah has to be done, to eat it, chutz lizmano, out of its time, pigle, that's pigle, And that, my friends, is the real deal, Pigal. Chayav love karis is going to be chayav karis for such a thing. Lamachar, now let's say he had, if he originally intended to put the dam not in its place, the following day, pasal, it's going to be pasal. Chazav Echishev, if he had another intent during another part of the avodah has to be done, to eat it wrongly, bein b'chutz l'zman, bein b'chutz l'mkomo, whether he intended to eat it beyond its time or outside of its place, pasal bein makaris, it's pasal, but there's no karis, because it was already pasal by the original intent. This is the disqualification of pigal doesn't actually take effect. V'isha lo b'mkomo b'kimkomo dan. If a dam application not in its place is like it was in its place, high pasal, pigalu. Then why are we saying over here the later part of the thing that's saying that it's pasal? It's actually pigal because the original intent to apply the dam done in its place the following day should make it pigal. Why is it that we say that it's just pasal? Amar Bar Sutra, Zrika Desharye Baser Bachila, throwing of the dam that permits the meat for consumption, Maisili De Pigal can bring something to pigal. Zrika de lo sharia baser bachila, it's not able to matter to eating lo maisili de pigal, then it won't be able to come to pigal. So the okay, Amar Leiv of Ashlim Marzutra Minal Achai, where do you know it's from? Tchsev v'im hey ochel ye ochel b'psar zevach shlom of pigalho, mi shepilugo garim lo, right? That's a carbon whose pigal caused it to be usher to eat. Yatzazu, excluding this one, right? A carbon whose dam was put not in its place. Shame pigal garim lo. It's not pigal is causing it from being able to be eaten. El iser devarachah garim lo. It's some other iser is causing it not even to be eaten over here. And we could learn from this that if somebody shechted a carbon with the intent to put the dam not in its place the next day, then his kavana does not make it officially pigal. Says Gemara Yahachi, if that's really true, that the intent to put the dam not in its place can't bring a carbon to pigal, if sulinami lo lifsel, so then the carbon should also shouldn't be pasal, because it shouldn't be. For this intent should be completely ineffective what he does. So why does he say it's no good? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, midi dehavi machsheva sinuach. It's no good because the intent, this kavana, to put the dam not in its place the next day, is the same as the intent to leave the blood over to the next day. If I leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, and it's going in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, says that that type of kavana is actually going to mess things up. Rashi says, "Lekaman per kol psulin tenan lehaniach." Midamo lemachar kasha Yehuda posel. We're going the world of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.